Okay, I need to admit something. We throw around model routing like everybody knows what it means, and I'm not sure we've ever actually defined it.
Yeah, which is a little embarrassing for a show called Exploring Next, honestly. We've been hand-waving past the thing for months.
Right? And it keeps showing up everywhere, like we're all nodding along, pretending the words explain themselves.
So let's fix it. Model routing is basically a decision step that sends each request to the model most likely to handle it well. Think of it like a triage desk. A billing question, a code request, and a product complaint do not all need the same specialist, even if one generalist can technically answer all of them.
Okay, that already clicks more than the name does. The router is the person at the desk, not the doctor.
Exactly. And if you want the deeper version, we did a whole overview on router in episode 725, but the short gloss is it's the lightweight decision maker that picks where something goes.
And we did a whole episode on neural network in episode 633. Because, of course, we did. Very normal podcast behavior.
A neural network is just a learned function made of layers of numbers that turns an input into an output. For routing, that matters because the router itself can be one of those little learned functions.
Right, so the router can be a rule or a classifier or another tiny model deciding where the request should land.
Yeah, and the reason people care is simple. The biggest model is not always the best model for every job. A small code-focused model may beat a giant general model on code, and a customer service model may beat both on support. So routing is a way to stop burning expensive compute on the wrong specialists. You pay a little for the decision step, but you can save latency, cost, and sometimes quality.
That's the product version I was waiting for. Because if the user just gets a slower answer from a fancier box, nobody cares how elegant the box is.
Exactly, and we should be careful with the mechanism. The router looks at the incoming requests, predicts which model will do best, sends it there, and then the chosen model produces the answer.
So the router is making a prediction before the real work happens.
Right. And that prediction can come from simple keyword rules, intent classification, embedding similarity, or a learned router model.
Okay, wait. Embeddings in one sentence because I know you can feel me about to get lost.
Fair. We did an overview on embeddings in episode 705, but the tiny gloss is there are numeric representations that place similar things near each other so the router can compare requests to examples or model profiles.
Oh, that's useful. So if the request looks a lot like past code tasks, it can get pushed toward the code model.
Exactly. And if you want the architecture level version, we also did conditional computation in episode 723. The short version is you do not run every part of the system on every input.
Right.
Model routing is one of the clearest examples of that idea in the wild. Instead of one giant model doing everything, the system conditionally chooses which model gets activated.
And that's why the term keeps coming back. It's not just a cute optimization. It's the decision layer that makes the rest of the system sane.
Yep, that's the cleanest version.
What's the non-obvious downside besides the router can be wrong?
Training and evaluation get messy. You have to know what best means for the router, and that can be a blend of correctness, cost, latency, and maybe safety or style. Those trade-offs are not always aligned.
H&M.
And if your router is trained on the wrong proxy, it can optimize for the wrong thing. It might send too much work to the cheap model because it looks good on cost, even when quality drops.
That is very on brand for machine learning, honestly. Build a smart chooser, then discover the chooser learned the wrong thing to choose.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
But.
The other catch is scale. As you add more models, the routing problem gets harder. Two models is manageable. 12 models is a whole little ecosystem.
And that's where I start hearing platform in the bad way, unless somebody's actually shipping it.
Exactly. If nobody can operationalize the router, then it's just a diagram with extra steps.
So where does this stand now? Is routing still the thing, or is it one of those ideas that got absorbed into something else?
Still very alive. I wouldn't call it dead or even past its prime. It's still exactly how a lot of systems get built, either as explicit multi-model routing or as internal expert selection.
Okay, good. I was hoping you wouldn't try to bury it.
No, this one earns its keep. The field has more names for it now and more packaging around it, but the core move is still the same. Pick the right path before you spend the expensive compute. And the reason it stays relevant is that models are getting more varied, not less. You've got fast models, strong models, domain-tuned models, and routing is how systems keep that variety usable.
That's a nice way to put it. The variety is the feature, but routing is what makes the feature legible to a product.
Yeah, that's fair. And if the router gets good enough, users stop thinking about the underlying menu entirely, which is usually the sign it's working.
So the one thing to remember is, model routing is the chooser. It decides which model gets the request before the expensive part starts.
Mm-hmm. The chooser, not the answer.
There we go. We finally said the quiet part out loud on episode 727, which feels rude to the past us.
Past us was getting away with a lot.
Seriously. Okay, I'm done being surprised we managed to define our own jargon. That's enough competence for one Wednesday.